Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Ted, what day is it, my friend?
Oh, I know what day it is, Mike. Hump Day!
It is Hump Day. Good job. It's also National Lager Day.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Dummy.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Unofficially brought to you by Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager by Black Raven Brewing.
That's exactly right. Fine, tasty beer.
That is a tasty-ass beer, man.
Tasty beer.
Ooh. I still haven't had the holiday porter yet. I'm just
not this year. I have not.
No, I got to get up to Murphy's on 45th. If they still have it.
You're right there.
Man, they blow through those kegs, though.
I know. It's good.
So, if they still have it, it will.
Come on, man. But we all know that lagers are not the only beers that are available. There's a whole slew of different kinds of beers. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, this is actually about beer.
It's all about beer.
I thought you were going to give me facts about, like, logging trees.
No, man, this isn't the University of Puget Sound. We're talking about beer up here.
Dummy.
Good call.
It's a lagers reference.
That is.
Go lagers. Let's see here. So, this is the 10 most popular beer styles. 10 most popular beer styles in the world.
In the world? Okay.
So right. As far as...
I guess Pilsner is
not
number
a bad call.
One.
What would be your guys' favorite styles of beer?
Pilsner. Hands down.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Me too. I try to avoid sours at all costs.
I do not like sours. Typically, I go IPAs. I also like porters a lot.
Okay. So, oddly enough, number 10 on the list is sour beer.
Oh!
Yeah.
I enjoy, again, 1 to 2.
Right, and also
I like them, but I have one buddy, Dunk. He loves them. He'll bring over a bottle, and we'll each have like a glass.
There you go.
The thing is, I don't eat sour things, so I don't eat sour candies.
I don't mind sour candies. Something about the sour beers, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, I don't. It's
always
fresh.
Right on the bench.
This strange specialty, mostly crafted in Belgium, allows a spontaneous fermentation, which leads to sour beers with noticeable acidity and often funky flavors that makes the category unique.
Funky is probably the best description. If someone really said it, like, it's funky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes funky.
The American Brown Ale comes in at number 9.
That's a good. You don't find those anymore with Newcastle.
Newcastle's the only one I can think of.
But that's not American.
English, but that's the style.
Fine, Ted, it's the brown
he
ale.
He said American.
Also called Amber Ale, this category, and also made internationally, corresponds to all brown or amber beers with a maltier flavor and a medium body, weightier than pale lagers or blonde ales.
Georgetown does one every year for charity that they've got out for about a week.
I do like a good
amber. It's fantastic.
Right. Their examples are Deschutes, Cindercone Red, Full Sail Amber, Kona Lava Man Red Ale, North Coast Rudrick's Red Seal Ale. So
brown ale and amber are the same thing.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
American brown ale.
American brown ale.
There's some European stuff in here as well.
Yeah.
Porters, coming in at number 8.
All right. I like
this
porters.
This English style of dark beer is very similar to the stouts. But it's lighter and less intense. They're deep, red-hued instead of black and have a thinner foam.
And people always think they're going to be super heavy, and they do look heavy, but most porters are really not heavy at all.
They have chocolate and roasted coffee aromas as well, but they're more malty and approachable than stouts. This is also from LondonDrinksGuide.com.
That's why Guinness is so good. It's the best of both worlds. It's kind of like a porter.
It really is.
But it, you know, drinks easier.
Examples of porter: Anchor Porter, Boulevard Bully Porter, Deschutes Black Butte Porter, and Founders Porter Black Butte. Pilsner comes in at number 7.
Wow.
London Drinks Guide. So the Pilsner style was born in the Czech Republic and was the first blonde-colored beer in history. It's pristine,
zesty. That's why Ted liked that it's blonde.
Zesty flavor soon became the more popular than the dark brews of the time, and the style still is immensely popular today. More vibrant and more complex than regular lager, Pilsner beers are an excellent transition beer if you want to go from industrial beer to craft beer. And then
I also want to say the Pilsner like explosion kind of got into the English pubs in like the 50s or something. And like their old beers were kind of weaker.
Okay.
And they were cask beers. But you only had those breweries. And then those kind of exploded and turned into like what culture is now.
Gotcha. Alrighty. These are the 10 most popular beer styles in the world. Number 6, I get down with them, a wheat beer.
Every once in a while.
Those are the heavy ones. Those are drinking a meal. I get that. However, I enjoy them. Wheat beers are crowd pleasers. They're made by adding wheat to the grain bill, which gives the concoction a rich mouthfeel, aromas reminiscent of bread and tropical fruit, and sometimes a hazy, milky color and texture.
The Hefeweizen, does that fall into the wheat beer category?
Yes, it does. So their examples are the Hacker Schorweise, the Polliner Hefeweizen, and a handful of others there.
You ever had that Sam Adams cherry wheat?
No. I do like Sam Adams.
Pretty tasty.
Really? I've never had it.
Yeah.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Stout comes in at number 5.
I do like stouts.
I like stouts. They just end up being heavy.
Again, though, depends on the stout, because Guinness is a stout, but it's actually a light beer.
They're made with roasted malt, which imparts coffee, char, and chocolate aromas and a creamy mouthfeel. Stouts are made with ale yeast, so they have a complex nose. They can overwhelm the inexperienced, but the flavor and aroma intensity are very, very satisfying.
Creamy
mouthfeel. It has less calories than a Corona. A Guinness.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Avery out of bounds stout, Deschutes Obsidian stout.
Stout?
Stout.
Feels like a Guinness night tonight.
It does.
You know?
It does.
It's one of those nights.
10 most popular beer styles in the world, the India Pale Ale, or IPA, comes in at number 4. Legend says that the British started adding an extra dose of hops, the stabilizing flower that gives beer their bitterness, to protect them from the lengthy journey to the colonies in India. The style is now made everywhere on Earth, and it's easily recognizable for their bitter taste and intense aromas of citrus and tropical fruit. Double and triple IPAs exist as well and are even more bitter. Examples: Alpine Duet, Bell's Two Hearted Ale, Fat Heads, Headhunter IPA, Firestone, Lagunitas.
Black Raven.
I'm about to say it. IPA is not usually my flavor. Black Raven has been the only one that has made an IPA that I find...
Trickster's great.
Yeah.
I don't generally like Pilsners, but Black Raven made a Pilsner where I'm like, this is effing delicious.
Absolutely.
And credit's due. I thoroughly... Like, Lagunitas was probably one of the first IPAs I had. I'll stand by them.
All okay. Right. I dig it. The American Pale Ale comes in at number 3. Here's where things get interesting because we're entering craft beer territory. These beers are fermented with a different yeast. I'm reading this backwards. That's why I said that. The beers are fermented with a different yeast, ale yeast. This microorganism makes aromatic beers that can smell like fruit and freshly baked bread. American Pale Ales also have more noticeable hop aroma and bitterness and a creamier mouthfeel compared to the industrial lagers. They go with Ballast Point, Firestone Walker Pale, Great Lakes Burning River Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, Stone Pale Ale. So
Rolling Rock, not a pale ale, just so you know. I don't care what they put on the bottle. That tastes nothing like a pale ale.
No.
Okay.
I just don't like
Rolling I mean, maybe they can explain it somehow to me. I still don't believe them.
And credit to, Miles always brings it up, Sierra Nevada. Those people in California really took the rules, started making it, started selling across the country, and that's where you really get all these breweries popping
that's
up.
That's it. I mean, that's the start of the beer revolution.
Okay. I like it.
Now, with that said... I don't know that I like American Pale Ale.
Oh, no.
Well, they're still pretty hoppy. Stuff.
Yes, they are. Number 2 on the list of the 10 most popular beer styles in the world is the International Lager. Let's see. International lagers are uncomplicated and always refreshing, never complicated, and with little aromas. These are also fermented with lager yeasts and have low alcohol by volume between 4.6 and 6%. These popular beers are not artisanal but industrial and are often quite inexpensive. They go, you know, those are Corona Extras.
It's mass produced. Yeah, you like want beer? Labatt's, here's a beer.
Labatt's in Canada.
Heineken.
Kronenbourg.
Red Stripe. Yeah. Gold Leaf Lager.
Rainier.
Yeah. Rainier.
Right.
Is Rainier an international lager?
American lager. Sorry. My bad.
But then the number one most popular beer style in the world.
Now we know number one.
Would be, what is it, Ted Smith?
The American lager.
The American lager.
Spoiler alert.
The beautiful red, white, and blue lager. Some wine styles are quite obscure and hard to find, but others, like the American lager, are just the opposite. They're everywhere. American lagers are bottom fermented with lager yeast. Yeah. Which produces light, refreshing beers.
Now
with
we're
little,
talking about guys that fell trees. They're yeast.
Little to no aromas. You won't find hop or malt aromas. Lagers are straightforward and easy to drink. Those are your Budweiser's, your Coors, your Grand Belt Premium Lager, Miller High Life, and all that in between. So there you go. The 10 most popular beer styles in the world. Crack one and enjoy one. Especially a Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven Brewing.
Yes, indeed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.